Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Tuesday, the 17th of November. It is now 58 degrees. We've had a few sunbeams here late this morning and early this afternoon. Don't expect those to stick around for very long. And we've so far, as a storm total, we picked up 2.25 inches of rain. That's 44 hundredths yesterday, an inch and 81 hundredths today. We had some very heavy downpours mid to late morning this morning, and that really made things add up. We still have a flash flood watch, which remains in effect through Wednesday for all of southern Illinois. Now, we are expecting a break in the rainfall, which we're seeing right now, and then a little bit later on this evening, the rainfall is expected to pick up again, and we got about 100% chance of more heavy rain tonight. And again, a 2.25 inches of rain here at the studios of WFIW so far, and a few sunbeams, and the rain has stopped at least for now. In our news this afternoon, Wayne County Sheriff's Police are investigating a rash of vehicle break-ins, vandalism, and even a vehicle theft, all of them happening in the area of the Lebanon Church south of Fairfield. County police first report finding a 1996 Chevrolet pickup truck owned by Kenny Garrett. It was abandoned on a county road near Lebanon Church. It had been stolen. Police also discovered that somebody had broken out a window on another pickup truck, entered a storage building in another location. There at that building, they rifled through the contents and then piled up some scrap wood and built a fire, police said. Sheriff's authorities also add that some blood evidence has been located at some of these scenes, apparently from the suspect busting out a pickup truck window. Now, anyone with property, especially in the Lebanon Church area, should check on their property and report any suspicious activity to the Wayne County Sheriff's Department. Ryan D. Thomason, 25, of Sisney, was arrested Monday on a Wayne County warrant charging him with failure to appear in court on a charge of violating an order of protection. A bond in that case, $225. Kelsey L. Kistner, 27, of Carmi, reports to the Carmi City Police Department that someone keyed both sides of her car. The incident happened while it was parked at her house sometime during the night of November 15th. No value listed on that damage. WFIW News, time 12:17.
Start here, go anywhere. If you started at a university this fall and it isn't the right fit for you, enroll this spring at Frontier Community College to finish your associate degree, which transfers to most universities. Frontier's class size is small with personal attention, tuition a fraction of the cost of that of the university, and students are not just a number, they're actually known by name. Spring semester begins January 11th. For additional information, call Frontier Community College, 842-3711.
Vaughn's Tire in Fairfield has the major brands of tires that you're looking for. With winter weather arriving soon, now is the time to get those new tires you've been waiting for. Vaughn's Tire offers 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
A Fairfield man arrested for being in possession of a large quantity of marijuana and for threatening local police officers with harm has been put on probation in Wayne County Circuit Court. Scott E. Iverson, 47, of Southwest 7th Street in Fairfield, entered a guilty plea earlier this month to a charge of possession of marijuana and was put on 2 years probation. State's Attorney Williams then dismissed charges of aggravated intimidation, stalking, aggravated assault of a police officer, manufacture of marijuana, threatening a police officer, and possession of a firearm without a valid FOID card. Now, after Iverson was arrested in January, he was accused of threatening local police officers. In the initial case, police seized about 2.5 pounds of marijuana from Iverson's house, along with $580 in cash, a couple of switchblade knives, digital scales, and a gun. The stoplight at 7th and Delaware in Fairfield was knocked down sometime yesterday. Witnesses tell police a semi apparently ran over the light and continued on its way. Until state workers can replace that light, some stop signs have been put up in the middle of the road to warn motorists. Well, the Edwards County Community Unit School Board met in regular session last night. Our correspondent Mark Curtis was there and files this report.
The Edwards County School Board voted to approve the tentative tax levy for the coming year. The levy will increase by about 16%, according to Superintendent Cagert, However, according to the superintendent, the actual cash outlay of a homeowner with an $80,000 house would pay about $3 less in taxes. The amount would be $1,052 compared to $1,049 for this year. The final tax levy will be passed in December, with the Truth in Taxation hearing set for December 21st at 6:45 p.m. at the K-12 band room. Brian Hawkins of Kemper CPA presented the annual audit to the board. The audit came with a clean opinion. The cost per pupil for operating expenses was put at $7,909.40 compared to 2014 level of $8,193.87, a decrease of $284.47. Some discussion from Superintendent Calgar concerning the possible tax cap being placed on the district in the coming month, which would not allow the tax abatement for Fram filtration to be rescinded. The board, however, thought that the last year of the abatement should be honored by the district, even with the possible gamble of the abatement being permanent. The district loses about $101,000 in revenue each year. The board voted to allow ECHS baseball camp to be held in April, had the first reading of the ECHS curriculum and class description changes to some classes, including some ag classes. The board heard from Superintendent Calgar that the cafeteria report is in the red, $25,586.35. However, the district is owed from the federal government and state government $20,340. Their participation in the lunch program has also improved a half percentage point. It's not known at this time how much the state will pay each district once a new budget is established by the state. Superintendent Calgar told the board that there is some talk that the tax money will be prorated as in years past. The board voted to accept an anonymous donation for a Kindle cart for the kindergarten classroom. The donation was $550. After executive session, the board voted to recognize several volunteer assistants in the coaching area and also voted to accept the resignation of cafeteria worker Marcy Sawyer, who will resign as of January 1st, 2016. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
Thank you, Mark, and WFIW News, time is 12:22.
Save-A-Lot in Fairfield is your neighborhood grocery store. Amazing quality, fantastic prices. This week's specials include whole boneless pork loins, $1.79 a pound, fresh sweet potatoes, 33 cents a pound, fresh celery, 69 cents each, and 10 pounds of Idaho potatoes, $2.79. Stop by Save-A-Lot this week and take advantage of the specials. Save-A-Lot on West Main in Fairfield.
Building relationships, supporting the community, service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. I'm Alex Atwood, your local Country Financial representative in Sisney. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them.
Illinois authorities are urging hunters to be safe as firearm deer hunting season gets underway. The seven-day season kicks off this Friday for a three-day period. A final four-day period starts December the 3rd. Now, the folks with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources say there were 20 hunting accidents in all last year, including two deaths. 10 of the accidents involved falling out of tree stands. The DNR director, Wayne Rosenthal, says it's the busiest hunting season of the year. He adds the best way to enjoy it is to be aware, be alert, and be safe. DNR folks say hunters using tree stands should secure themselves with a harness. Among other safety reminders, also always assume a gun is loaded. Hunting hours will be from 30 minutes before sunrise, 30 minutes after sunset. Well, the Wabash County Sheriff Department in Mount Carmel is the recipient of a Frank Orr Charitable Trust grant for 2015. City Commissioner Joe Judge wrote the application for the grant for the Sheriff's Office. The money will be applied to offset the purchase price of AEDs for the Sheriff's Office. Those are automated electronic defibrillators. The grant was for the maximum amount of $2,500. The Sheriff's Office would like to thank Commissioner Judge for taking the time to apply for the grant for the Sheriff's Office, adding it's just another example of the great working relationship between the city and county. It's the second grant the Wabash County Sheriff's Department's gotten this year. The first was to buy a permanent medicine disposal box located at the sheriff's office. That grant was written by Courtney Yost with the University of Illinois Extension Office. A couple of ribbon-cutting ceremonies were held recently. One was for K&M Diner, the other for True Shots Photography. K&M Diner is owned by Mike and Lori Bepler. True Shots Photography owned by Shelley Toombs. Carla and Robert Metcalf of Fairfield, the winners of the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Handmade Baby Quilt that was recently raffled off. The FMH quilters finish on average 3 to 6 quilts each year, making about $1,000 for the hospital auxiliary. The volunteers meet every Thursday from about 8 to 4 in the quilting room in the white building behind the hospital. Quilting is done for individuals who furnish a quilt top, and then the volunteer quilters finish the quilts for the individual clients. There's always a large demand for quilts to be finished. Therefore, anybody who has some experience in quilting would be welcome to join the volunteer quilters. The additional volunteers would help ensure that the quilts are finished in a timely manner. Time now to check the latest price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. He's your country financial representative in West Salem. At the noon hour, December crude oil prices on the Mercantile are down 99 cents a barrel, trading at $40.75 per barrel. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering $1 per barrel, and today they're paying $34.75 a barrel. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel. He's your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield at the noon hour. The Dow's up 51 points at 17,534. The Nasdaq's up 20 at 5,005. In local and area death, 78-year-old Fairfield resident Carolyn Ann Ketchner died at 4:05 Sunday afternoon at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She'd been a secretary at Food Park for many years and for the last 15 years worked at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Survivors include her husband Walter Ketchner of Fairfield, a son Mark, and wife Debbie Hosselton of Fairfield, a daughter Paula, and husband Jeff Black of Fairfield, 6 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, a sister Betty Boxall of Princeton, Indiana, and 3 nephews. Funeral services for Carolyn Ketchner will be 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation 5 to 7 Wednesday evening at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Dr. Scranton Memorial Cancer Fund. 86-year-old McLeansboro resident Marguerite Jane Sutton died at 7:30 Sunday morning at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. Funeral services for Jane Sutton are pending at the Golson. That's Marguerite Jane Sutton are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 74-year-old former Fairfield resident Thelma Ruth Wilson of Toledo, Illinois, died Saturday at St. Anthony's Hospital in Effingham. She'd been a CNA. Survivors include her husband John Wilson of Toledo, a daughter Peggy and husband Gene Waters of Casey, sons Charles Leon and wife Janie Lemons of Toledo and Alan Lemons of Flora, brothers Charles Holmes of Jacksonville, Florida, and Seth Holmes of Fairfield, 9 grandchildren and 23 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Thelma Ruth Wilson will be 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Pleasant Grove Cemetery near Jeff. Visitation will be 1 p.m. till the time of service Wednesday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the family. 51-year-old McLeansboro resident Brian Hartford died Sunday afternoon in the emergency room at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Funeral services for Brian Hartford are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 1229.
Fall brings changing leaves, pumpkins, cooler temperatures, and bonfires. To celebrate, People's National Bank is offering 2 great CD specials for you to rake in the rates. Choose between a 13-month CD at 1.10% annual percentage yield or a 30-month CD at 1.50% APY. Hurry in today to rake in this deal. Stop by one of our 22 People's National Bank locations and open a 13 or 30-month CD today. People's National Bank, member FDIC. APY accurate as of October 26, 2015. $500 to open and obtain APY.
A lot of Fun For You, too, wants your next event to be the talk of the town. We understand how busy you can get during this time of year, and we have the perfect solution. With over 30 years of experience in event coordination, entertainment, and holiday decorating, we can take the stress out of your next gathering. From the smallest birthday party to the largest corporate event, A Lot of Fun For You, too, will make your next event memorable. We create a lot of fun, so call today, 456-3866. You can find us on Facebook.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. We have a flash flood watch remaining in effect till Wednesday morning. Otherwise, about 100% chance of rain redeveloping this evening. A high of 67 today if we see some more sunbeams. 100% chance of rain tonight, low 58. 70% chance of rain, especially early in the morning Wednesday, high of 62. And then the bottom starts falling out of our temperature. Sunny Thursday, high of 56. Sunny Friday, 53. Slight chance of rain Saturday, high of 46. Sunny Sunday, 43. Got up to 68 for the high yesterday, 48 the low this morning. We've picked up 2.25 inches of rain. That's 4,400 yesterday and an inch and 8,100 today. At 12:31 this afternoon under cloudy skies, breezy conditions. The wind is out of the south, southeast at about 10. We've had some gusts to 25 miles per hour. Our temperature now, 68. Make that 58. I'm sorry, a temperature 58. 68 was the high yesterday. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.